We all knew we were up against a massive hockey team and you know, a well-coached, very deep. I think I said it in an interview already that we had as many 16-year-olds in our lineup as they had world junior players. So not to mention how many signed guys they got in the NHL, signed players. We don't even have that many 16-year-olds. So, you know, we knew what we were up against, but you know, our kids, they, you know, we scored 12 goals in the series. We showed a lot of resilience. We showed a lot of bite. You know, a lot of the kids are going to learn from this. And I think moving into next year, it gave me, as a coach, little things I think we need to work on more throughout the early parts of the year, because if you watch them, they're just, their elite players are so hungry on pucks. And it's what you want to be as a team, but you have, it has to be instilled in you, and you know, that's their culture over there, and that's what I want to build here. And first it was, is building our identity, and now it's just stepping blocks, I guess you would say, and building blocks of what we want to build it into the future here. And it's just that tenacity to just get, when you lose it, go get it back. And I don't know, like, you probably watched the same game I did, Easton Cowan, Barkey, the names go on and on, that they lose a puck, they're getting it. And, you know, and if they're tracking back to pick, they're picking your pocket and they're going the other way. So those are things that I found the most impressive.
Do you think this experience playing against a team like the London Knights is going to be beneficial for those 16-year-olds you talked about, your 17-year-olds, all the guys that are going to be here next season and beyond?
Yeah, definitely. We, you know, we had, what, three 16-year-olds in the lineup today, plus Michael Deck. You know, we also have Jay Crawford, and we have Harry Nancy, and like they learn from that, right? Like, they, you know, if anything, they should be like, oh well, this is what it takes, you know. And it'll be one of our goals next year right off the hop, is just to you know, understand what playoff hockey is and start playing it in September.
Seemed like resilience was part of your group's identity this season. You showed it in game two. You showed it even coming out tonight when you were down in the third period, getting that goal, getting the last goal in the series. Is that something that you tried to preach to the players?
Yeah, it's a never quit. I had a, on our projector in the room, I had a no quit logo up. And it's one of those things that we live in a blue collar community, and you want to work as hard as they do every day going to work. And you know, they pay hard-earned money to come to the game, and they don't want to see a team just give up. So that's one thing that we were preaching today, is whatever way it went, you gotta keep going to the final buzzer.
What was your parting message to your group?
Just very proud of them. You know, we started in September, you know, late August. A lot of work, a lot of hours, a lot of workouts, a lot of practices, a lot of dedication, a lot of sacrifice on their end, a lot of sacrifice on the coach's end. You know, I even said, like, you're going to go home for a week and you're going to feel great and everything's awesome, and then all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, this sucks, I got to get back to the rink. But it's not there. Now you got to pay for it. So that's the hard part. That's the reality part of things. This was always my worst part of the year for me when I was a player, because I just dreaded seeing my buddies go home.